Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When I set off to walk over 180 miles in 2 weeks to raise money for the charity Help Musicians, I knew I would need some form of impetus every night to keep me going. And I was amazed at the response from some brilliant folk artists. Every night they came and played and sang for me in the pub to put some energy back into my tired legs when I'd done 14 or so miles. And it was just such a wonderful feeling to know that they were supporting me as I was supporting them. So I thought you might like to share some of those pub sessions. And we put together a compilation of 16 of the songs and tunes that they played for me in the pub along the big walk. I hope you enjoy it. What joy it is that we're here in the garden of the Thomas Lord pub with Rosie Hodgson and Rowan Piggott of The Wilderness Yet. Welcome, thank you for coming. So what are you going to sing and play for us here in the garden?
Well, we thought we might sing one of the Songhive songs. This is a Kipling song set to music by Peter Bellamy, as so many of Kipling's poems are. And it's sort of one of the first songs that Rowan used to start the Songhive project, which is a project that supported the Bee Cause, which is a Friends of the Earth campaign to raise awareness for the plight of the native bees. So, the Bee Boy song from Pukapuka.
Bees, bees, hark to your bees. Hide from your neighbours as much as you please. All that has happened to us you must tell, or else we will give you no honey to sell. A maiden in her glory upon her wedding day must tell the bees a story, or else they'll fly away. Fly away, die away, dwindle down and leave you. But if you never grieve your bees will never grieve you. Bees, bees, hark to your bees. Hide from your neighbours as much as you please. But all that has happened to us you must tell, or else we will give you no honey to sell. Marriage, birth and burying, news across the sea. Are you sad and marrying? You must tell the bees. Tell them going in and out where the fan is fan. Because the bees are just about as curious as a man. neighbours as much as you please. It's all that has happened to us you must tell, or else we will give you no honey to sell. Now don't you hide where trees are when the lightnings play. Now don't you hide where bees are or else they'll pine away. Pine away, pine away, anything to leave you. But if you never leave your bees will never leave you. Bees, bees, hark to your bees. Hide from your neighbours as much as you please. But all that has happened to us you must tell, or else we will give you no honey to sell.
For one more song, we've got to get back to Wickham Festival. Sorry. Sorry about that. We'll do a folk song from Wales. It's in D as well. Okay. Rock and roll. Bit of folk song from the Welsh Valleys.
Yeah. Steve Knightley, Johnny Kelsey, Eliza Marshall, thank you very much indeed. There is a select group of us gathered together in the Winchfield Inn. Welcome, everybody. And Eliza has set up her loop pedal and is ready to go. So, Eliza, what are you going to play for us?
Well, I'm going to play... There's a big project, which is why we met, that I kind of ran and curated and is ongoing, called Freedom to Roam. And this is a piece called The Rhythms of Migration. Normally you'd have tabla, violins, lots of other instruments involved, harp. But obviously I've got a loop pedal.
Marshall. Thank you. And that was after walking 15 miles. She played that well. So thank you so much, Eliza. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome to the stage Mr. John Wilkes.
I'll play you... This is a little bit of a long one. It's one of my own. Not really suited to the countryside because it's quite it's set in Soho, but I think that's okay. Maybe be the only folk song you ever hear with the word Lewisham in it. But I think that's all right. Lewisham, it's a place too, deserves to have a song. It's called Greek Street. Of a Soho morning in shades of dirty grey at 6 a.m. Well, I've stumbled once more into the day. The street's in need of hosing down to wash away the gloom. And I was 19 years of age, the time has gone so soon. 'Twas there I spied a maiden with glitter in her hair. And it fell in shards of crimson, and it split the morning air. She's teetered on her platform heels, and scaffolded my mind. Me, without a hard hat on, just begging to be fined. And I would recommend, and I'd write it in a song. Night that ends on Greek Street with the rising of the sun. To anybody young, well, she took her name from winter. No robin went without, and she's fluttered on the petrol breeze as neon picked her out. The soul of Cambridge Circus, phoenix from the frost. Before I knew what had begun, I had already lost. So she's took a bus to Lewisham, where her mama had a place, and against the kitchen sideboard I kissed her on the face. Then on a Swedish packing bed I kissed her naked breast. And it wasn't till the midnight moon we stopped to take a rest. Yes, I would recommend, and I'd write it in a song. A night that ends on Greek Street with the rising of the sun. To anybody young. It's strange what I remember, it's strange what I recall. I don't remember conversations, I don't remember words at all. I remember trips to Brighton, wrapped warm against the cold. I remember thinking time had stopped and we weren't growing old. Well, that's the wonder of the transient, a sense of life alive. It's the magic of the twilight stars and fingers intertwine. Then fingers then unraveled, and distance in the sheets, and distance in the way she's gazed way back on down the street. Yes, I would recommend, and I'd write it in a song. Night that ends on Greek Street with the rising of the sun. To anybody young. Well, she's lingered in the summer months, my winter maid and me. And on those Soho evenings, well, I've loved her tenderly. But by the time the autumn came, her eye began to roam. And I've wandered back to Lewisham, all longing and alone. So she's took a Swedish packing bed for some other blade to game. And I've tried my best to blame her, but the blame it never came. 'Cause she was but 18 years of age and barely in her bloom. That one sweet misty morning on Old Greek Street in the gloom. Yes, I would recommend, and I'd write it in a song. A night that ends on Greek Street with the rising of the sun. To anybody young.
We are gathered here together in the Royal Foresters in Ascot. And I'm really pleased to say that Martin Simpson's here, which is always a joy. Martin, thanks so much for coming.
It's a total pleasure. I'm so pleased to be here. Congratulations.
On the feet.
On the feet.
14 miles today. And Debbie Norris from Ballet Focus here is a special guest appearance that you brought a dancer to join us. Who is the dancer?
Yeah, so we've brought Anna Smith, who has been dancing with us recently in various festivals and our performances, and we're really delighted to be able to share a little pop-up improvisation this evening with one of Martin's tracks. It's really great to be here.
This song I was asked to write. I was asked to write it by Chris Packham. And when Chris Packham asks you to write a song, you know, you might think about it for 0.2 of a second or something like that. So this is a song about hen harriers. And hen harriers live on the moors up near me, but they don't live in as many numbers as they should on the moors near me, or indeed anywhere where there are grouse moors, because despite the fact that they're a red-listed endangered species, the people who own grouse moors employ gamekeepers to shoot them and poison them and trap them, and it's an obscenity, really. And I'm really delighted to say that I have somebody to dance while I play this song. I actually have had quite a lot of my music used by Christopher Bruce and Mark Bruce from Ballet Rombert, which is incredibly flattering. So I am immensely delighted to be playing this song and have you dancing. Thank you so much. So this is Sky Dancers. Constellations shine among the blooming heatherling and the jade green berry bushes. The oak eggers are on the wing. The stonechats and the pipits fly in spring lapwings and curlews cry. But there is something missing. There are no dancers in the sky. And the bird completes the skyline. That is clear to see. An empty sky's a heart breaks, or what is it to be? The Hey, lash grey sky dancer, or this cruel tyranny. At 15 I saw the falcon fly at Simmons' yacht on the River Wye. Scarce and unexpected then, red treasure in the sky. In mid-Wales 50 years ago, the red kite's beauty lit the snow. Now I might see them every day, the falcon on the city cliffs, red kite by the motorway. And the bird completes the skyline, that is clear to see. An empty sky's a heartbreak, so what is it to be? The early ass dancer, or this shooting gallery? The heathland, it is burning up above the valley town. The greedy flame consumes the peat, so when the rain comes down, it pours across the moorland's wreck and overwhelms the stream and beck and bursts the banks of stream and beck and floods the town again. And the bird completes the skyline, that is clear to see. An empty sky's a heartbreak, so what is it to be? This life-supporting landscape, or this brutal tyranny? That is clear to see. An empty sky's a heartbreak, so what is it to be? The pale ash grey sky dancer, or this wasteful cruelty?
Martin's playing. What a beautiful sight that was, wasn't it, Martin?
Fabulous. Actually, it did make me forget a couple of lines. I was like,
but we distracted.
I think we got away with it. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna.
We've decided to stick with songs today that are mostly outdoorsy, nature-themed songs. This one's particularly apt. It's called As I Roved Out.
We decided that not enough people rove nowadays.
I've been roving all day.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Most people call it rambling. And I feel like the word rove is not...
No, I think we should reclaim the word rove.
I think we should bring it back.
I'm definitely on a big rove.
Yeah, great rove. Yeah. So this is As I Roved Out. We got this from Paddy Tunney. And I think he got it from his mum, Bridget Tunney, and she got it from her mum, so it's kind of travelled down the family a little bit. As I roved out on a bright May morn, to view the meadows and flowers gay, who should I spy but my own true love? As she sat under yon willow tree, I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her courageously when she turned around while the tears fell from them. Sing, false young man, you've ruined me. A diamond ring I owned and gave you. A diamond ring to wear on your right hand. But the vow you made, you went and broke it, and married the lassie that had the last word. If I married the lassie that had the last, my love, it's that I ruined till the day I die. When misfortune falls, no man can shun. I was blindfolded on that night. Now at nights when I go to my bed of slumber, thoughts of my true love lie my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold it's brass I find. Now I wish the Queen would call back her army from the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded true love, in hopes that you and I will meet again. In hopes that you and I will meet again.
Janice Burns and John Doran, ladies and gentlemen.
As I went out walking one midsummer's morn, and the fields and the meadows were covered in corn, and the blackbirds and thrushes sang from every greenwood tree, and the larks, they sang melodious, a bit low, at the dawning of day, and the larks, they sang melodious, and the larks, they sang melodious, and the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of day. Beautiful. Well, a sailor and his true love were walking that day. Said the sailor to his true love, I'm bound far away. I am bound for the Indies, where the loud cannons roar. I must go and leave you, Nancy, the girl I adore. I must go and leave you, Nancy. I must go and leave you, Nancy. I must go and leave you, Nancy. You're the girl I adore. Then the ring from off her finger she instantly drew, saying, take this, dearest William, and my heart will go too. And as she embraced him, tears from her eyes did fall, saying, may I go along with you May Nancy farewell, saying may I go along with you, saying may I go along with you, saying may I go along with you, nay Nancy farewell. Said the sailor to his true love, I must go away, for the topsail is hoisted and the anchor's away, and my ship she is waiting for the next coming tide, and if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. And if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. And the larks, they sang melodious, and the larks, they sang melodious, and the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of day.
Kirsty Merrin. That was wonderful. Well, this is a scene. It's the morning, and I'm in the Beefeater, Brickett Wood, and I'm with Honey and the Baron Toby, and they're here in front of the most amazing mill wheel.
Okay, so this is Around the World, and a song inspired by Dame Ellen MacArthur and her solo voyage around the world in 2005.
Battling the oceans and clouds.
The scene is the Practitioner Bar in 4th Street, Hartford. A small and select but beautiful audience has gathered. Are you here? Make yourself proud.
If a bit sweaty.
Yeah, if a bit sweaty. To listen to Megson.
And finally. And finally. There's a man from Boston Spa who went to wash his car, but the queue went on so far, he got a parking fine. And finally, there's a woman from King's Lynn whose horse had got so thin that she won a prize for dogs at the country fair. Well, every day there's an argument, a problem in the parliament, and all we keep on seeing is these people disagreeing with each other. Then another, will we ever quite discover what they mean? And finally, there's a little girl from Hull who dropped a sausage roll. Then the council made her go to court for littering. And finally, there's an old man from Northants who went out in just his pants and then used two spider plants to scare off burglars. Every day there's an argument, a problem in the parliament, and all we keep on seeing is these people disagreeing with each other. Then another, will we ever quite discover what they mean? There is such wonder out across the Milky Way, but by far the strangest things they could happen any day. There's a man from Notting Hill, called the local bill to say he'd found a dead man in a graveyard. And finally, there's a woman from Henlow who ran a psychic show but had to cancel due to circumstances unforeseen. Every day there's an argument, a problem in the parliament, and all we keep on seeing is these people disagreeing with each other. Then another, will we ever quite discover what they mean? Every day there's an argument, a problem in the parliament, and all we keep on seeing is these people disagreeing with each other. Then another, will we ever quite discover what they mean? What do they mean? What do they mean? Thank you.
Here we are in the wonderful Prince of Wales pub in Green Tie, and I'm really pleased to say that I've been joined by Sid Goldsmith and Danny Pedler of Tarran.
So this is a song called Sunk, and it's very new. So
it's very new. This will be the first time it's ever been played outside of one of our houses. Yeah. So we'll see how we get on, won't we? Thanks for coming and listening, folks. It's really nice to have some friends here. This is great. Yeah. Okay. nothing quite hits you like how the hills start to wane. Marital tract and sky wide and welcome. Embrace the meaning of home in full its form. Wind and water and soil that sustained you. Close your eyes. Feel the breeze. Breathe for your time. Shiver like the reeds. And slow down your home. No need to explain how these tree boughs weave round you sunk into the ground. One hour or two, 45's to connect. Waves reflecting smiles, 10 songs or less. Give your voices to us. Clap your hands out of time. Head home and we are gone at the last chime. The dirt of the road clings too tight to shake off. To the land that we know, the curves of.
Goldsmith and Danny Pedlar of Tarran. That was absolutely beautiful. Here we are in the Swan in Great Eastern with an amazing group of people gathered together. Let's hear you.
Thank
And we've got Bird in the Belly with us. Laura and Tom and Adam and Ben are sitting in the corner over here ready to play. I'll let you play your music.
That nearby do dwell. To tell our abode, we are not ashamed. You'll find us in Yarmouth, right down to the lane. Said Phoebe to Phyllis, we'll follow the game. Although we are told it will bring us to shame. It's hard to accept, we'll survive on our own. Why shouldn't the lasses make cash of their own? Sisters, when we're down on our knees with no one to save us, oh, we can trust in our neighbors and sisters. You're welcome, my gentlemen. Pray not walk in with from half a crown to a noggin of gin. We are not as stiff as the lasses in town. When trading is dead, the price must come down. A frolicsome spark with Phoebe, he played one night in the dark. He kissed her and hugged her and lay by her side. The spirit it moved as she got up to ride. I can trust in my neighbours, I can trust in my sisters. When we're down on our knees with no one to save us, oh, we can trust in our neighbours. Those cockles, there will be some fun. We'll plead for ourselves and make them believe our locks have grown rusty for want of a key. To boil a blade, poor Phyllis was sent, and there for a while she was forced to repent. You have to admit that the whole thing's a farce. Can't work with our hands and can't live by a chance.
As I was driving down, in fact, I found myself feeling quite peaceful because I was surrounded by these amazing big skies again. So I grew up on the East Coast. Matthew and I went for a walk just near where I used to live and where I grew up. Spent about 20 years of my life living just by the coast near Hull. And the water on the coastline there really kind of shapes the landscape, but it also really shapes the people who live there as well, and I really miss it, so it's a kind of celebration of that place, really. the edge of the land.
Do one more for you now. This is a contemporary tune written by a fantastic folkie called Nigel Eaton, who's an amazing hurdy-gurdy player and a really good tunesmith as well. And it's just called the Halsey Schottische. Thank you.
Two wonderful musicians in perfect harmony, Peter Knight and John Spires. Thank you so much.
Thank you very well.
Give them a big hand.
It's a bit of a joiny in song. Sorry, Matthew, you're right by the microphone. Everyone will know if you don't join in.
Everyone will know if I do join in. That'll be the worst.
It's a Peak District song. Bring a bit of Peak District down to Suffolk. So this song is from the books, sorry, the Ballads and Songs of Derbyshire book, published in 1867. By somebody who maybe hadn't travelled to the Lake District, I don't know, but we love it. It's the Rhapsody on the Peak of Derbyshire, and it has the chorus, "Bring me, give me," see if I can remember before we start, "give me the land where the purple heather, the thyme and bilberry grow together." It goes like this. Give me the land where the purple heather, the thyme and bilberry grow together. Give me the land where the purple heather, the thyme and bilberry grow together. Very nice. Together. Yeah.
It's day 14
wow.
of the big walk. Yay! ...177 miles since August the 4th, and 14 of them today. And here we are in the Duck in Campsey Ash with a select bunch of people crammed in, sitting room only. For the young'uns who are here, which is absolutely fantastic, Sean and Michael and David, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Matthew. No, we're really, in awe of what you've been doing, so it's been great to join you.
Well, it's lovely to have you, and... you're patrons of Folk East, and you know, I've never been to Folk East before, and I'm so excited about going because everybody along the way has told me what a wonderful festival it is. Tell us about Folk East and why it's so good.
It feels like a big, like one big family, really. It's almost like a village fete, but on a kind of a raised 100%. Help me out here, Michael.
No, I was just looking over at Becky. She was devastated. Yeah.
That's Becky who runs Folk East.
She's absolutely gutted because these are the people who are the cheapskates who think, well, they can just see the young and suffering. You're taking away from the revenue, Matthew.
I'm sure they'll do both.
And you're meant to be supporting musicians.
Listen, I'm going to stand out of the way. I'm going to record you. I'm just going to let you sing for us. It's so wonderful to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, the young'uns.
All right, then. Shall we sing a song about walking?
Yeah, well, Matthew, on this incredible journey he's been taking on, he's been doing recently, was telling us just at the bar there that he'd been thinking a lot about the three dads who walk, the three dads walking, Andy, Mike and Tim, who found each other a few years ago in the depths of despair that they shared between them because they each lost a daughter to suicide. And Andy, Mike and Tim had no idea at the time that it's the biggest killer of young people in the country. And so they thought about what they wanted to do. They wanted to talk about this. They wanted to share their experiences. And they had the idea that they'd start walking. And everywhere they go, they attract people. People come and join them and walk with them and share and talk about it. And we wrote them a song, Three Dads Walking. And we'd love you to sing with us if you want to. The chorus is, from Lakeland Hill to Eastern Fen, 300 miles and back again. We will walk and talk like men, three dads walking on.
My dad's boots are old and worn, my dad's face is tired and drawn. Oh, my dad's feet will meet the dawn, my dad's walking on. My dad's cheeks are red and raw, my dad's legs are bruised and sore. But my dad's feet can take some more, my dad's walking on. From Lakeland Hill to Eastern Fen, 300 miles and back again. We will walk and talk like men, three dads walking on. My dad's world was torn in two, no words can hold the pain he knew. But there was one thing he could do, so my dad's walking on. My dad speaks of all his pain, so other dads might do the same. My dad will not be ashamed, my dad's walking on. From Lakeland Hill to Eastern Fen, 300 miles and back again. We will walk and talk like men, three dads walking on. My dad's holding all the while a picture from a simpler time. A daughter with an endless smile, my dad's walking on. Three birds singing in the dell, if he had known, if he could tell, if he'd have caught her as she fell, my dad's walking on. From Lakeland Hill to Eastern Fen, 100 miles and back again. We will cry and cry like men. Three dads walking on. There's a storm high on Crossfell, deep within the whirring swell. There's a time for love to dwell. My dad's walking on. The morning sun will melt the snow. The mountain rise, the river flow. And there are miles and miles to go. My dad's walking on. From Lakeland Hill to Easton Fen, 300 miles and back again. We will walk and talk like men. Three dads walking on. From Lakeland Hill to Easton Fen, 300 miles and back again. We will walk and talk like men. Three dads walking on. Three dads walking on. Three dads walking on.
I think we've got time for one more before you've got to set off on your walk again, Matthew.
Yeah, getting ready now.
Thank you ever so much for listening, particularly to that song. And if you want to know more about the dads and the charity they support, Papyrus is the name of the charity, that the prevention of young suicide. And the dads are just completely inspirational. And we joined them on their latest walk when they were walking between the four parliaments of the UK with a petition to put suicide prevention on the school curriculum. And everywhere they go, they're... people are attracted to them, they're drawn to them, and they share stories, often for the very first time. But we're on the eve of our favourite festival, of course, here in Suffolk.
Is it Shrewsbury already?
So is there something we can sing them on the way back to...
I think so, a big chorus one, a song that we... One of the first songs we learned to sing together 20 years ago, and we've had hands, we've had feet, this is balls now. A one ball, sing John Ball.
One ball, ball.
We've only got one ball, yeah. Well, walking can't shave. Anyway... Remember, you're a one ball. Anyway, we'll do that one. Oh, okay, so we're going to sing
John Ball. Shake your bucket, Matthew.
There's your
ready.
Shake your bucket. Might as well put the bucket back in the car.
It's all falling apart.
So, yeah, join in with this one. Who'll be the lady? Who will be the lord? When we are ruled by the love of one another, who'll be the lady? Who will be the lord? In the light that is coming in the morning.
So
sing John Ball and tell it to them all. And long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark. In the light that is coming in the morning.
Eve is the lady and Adam is the Lord.
When we are ruled by the love of one another, Eve is the lady and Adam is the Lord. In the light that is coming in the morning,
so
sing John Ball and tell it to them all. And long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark. In the light that is coming in the morning,
all shall be ruled by fellowship, I say.
When we are ruled by the love of one another, all shall be ruled by fellowship, I say. In the light that is coming in the morning, sing John Ball and tell it to them all. And long
that is coming in the morning.
Labour and spin for fellowship, I say.
Labour and spin for the love of one another.
Labour and spin for fellowship, I say.
In the light that is coming in the morning.
So
sing, John Ball, and tell it to them all. And long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark. In the light that is coming in the morning. Sing, John Ball, and tell it to them all. And long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark. In the light that is coming in the
Those were the musicians who came to support me as I was supporting them through the Big Walk 2023, raising money for the charity Help Musicians, which does such vital work to support musicians when they get into difficulties. If you've enjoyed this music and you'd like to support the charity, please go to folkonfoot.com/bigwalk and make a donation. And if you'd like to support the podcast itself, we rely entirely on our listeners to keep going, so do go to folkonfoot.com/support us, where you can either become a patron of the podcast and get great rewards, or simply buy us a coffee. We love musicians, we know you love music and musicians, and we love to have your support.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.